number three. Go, go, go to score that pair of tickets to pull up for Hassan's comedy homecoming. For more information, visit SacktownSports.com. 916-339-1140. 916-339-1140. Gotta go quick.
Uh-oh.
They're coming in now. 916-339-1140.
Uh-oh.
Your chance to see Hassan Minhaj, local legend at Safe Credit Union Performing Arts Center.
Ooh.
From beautiful downtown.
I see a winner.
Sacramento. And I see you, Steven. We're going to let Nate handle the contest first. Don't want to get any wires crossed. No pun intended. Yeah, and the Clippers, you know, they have been kind of hot and cold here. Looking back, they beat the Bulls. They lost to the Timberwolves. They lost to the Bucks. They beat the Bulls. They got lucky. They got to play the Bulls a couple times. They beat the Rockets. They lost to the Bucks. They beat the Timberwolves. They're really just playing the same teams over and over again. It feels like, real quick, Chris, have you seen an update on Kobe White? Because I have not.
No, I haven't.
And Kobe White.
That's right. Yeah, he took that nasty
Tuesday.
Fall.
That was Tuesday, I believe. It was a really bad fall. I didn't even watch it, as Brendan was showing us, because I don't get down like that. I don't like seeing it. But apparently it was really bad, so good thoughts for Kobe White and everything going on there. It's so tough to get to the end of the season, and then you got to deal with some gruesome injuries.
This is from Woj yesterday. He says, MRI revealed a mild hip strain.
Hip?
Let's see here. Could return to lineup as soon as Saturday.
Wow.
So again.
Your theory. You're
I'm
on fire.
Saying, I'm just saying. If the worse it looks, the better it probably is for the diagnosis. I don't know why it's that case, but I feel like unless you see some exposed bone, then it feels like, for the most part, the worse it looks, the better diagnosis might actually be.
Okay, as it looks like Nate has
just
found his winner. Thank you to everybody for participating, and if you won throughout this week, congrats to you. And I already got the information for the next giveaway. I won't tell you who.
It's a good one.
Got to tune in on Monday for your chance. I'll give you this, another comedian.
Yes.
You will have another chance next week, because that's what we do here. We like to give back to our listeners. Let's get to Steven, who wants to be a part of the conversation. What's up, Steven? Happy Friday. What you got for us?
Happy Friday to you, man. You got to go in there with that BDE. You know what I'm saying? You go in there with the BDE, all right? And you just tell them, like, hey, babe, look, listen, check it out. Homie, look, homie's wife, look, here's what we're going to do. I'm sitting here, and then you're going to sit there, and you're going to sit there, and we're all going to be happy, and we're all just going to have a good time together, because it doesn't matter where we sit, as long as we're all together, and we're here enjoying ourselves.
Boom. Thank you, Steven. Have a good weekend.
Good luck with that one.
Yeah.
Good luck with that one.
Somewhere in the middle is the answer. Not in the middle of everybody, but
that tends to be the answer.
That tends to be the answer. And
good
congrats
luck with that one.
To the winner. Thank you, Steven. Happy Friday.
Shout
my
out,
guy.
Ken.
As we continue the conversation on pocket watching. Yeah, so Clippers have struggled a little bit, kind of beating the teams that they're supposed to beat, lost to the teams that maybe when they were really rolling, they would have beaten. And the Pelicans, man. I'm so sick of the Pelicans.
Yeah.
I'm so sick of the Pelicans.
Their schedule's not hard either. It's really annoying.
Well, that's why we weren't really having a conversation about five anymore.
Right.
Even though
Kings are only a game back.
They are only a game back.
One game back, and that game in April could be huge. Could be huge. Of course, the Kings won't own the tiebreaker, but if New Orleans and the Kings are tied at that point, it can be a big swing.
So let's assume the Pelicans lose tonight, which they could easily win as well. They get to host the Blazers next.
Tomorrow.
They get
the day after.
The day after. At least it's a back-to-back. They have to go to Nets, who I have not heard a thing about the Brooklyn Nets since, I think, November.
Yeah.
Are they playing games?
Ben Simmons isn't, that's for sure.
Ben Simmons is not.
No, they have just been the definition of mediocre. I mean, there's nothing really exciting about what the Nets have going on. And I don't believe they have their first round pick this year. So
tough,
not really playing for anything.
Tough scene. Then they go to the Magic, the Pelicans do. Go to Magic, go to Heat. I mean,
okay.
They probably won't win
Both of those.
Yeah. And then they go to Pistons. They host Thunder. This is good. Here we go. Here's some good news.
Okay.
At the end of March, the Pelicans host Thunder, host Bucks, host Celtics, host Suns, host Magic.
Okay.
That's a nice stretch.
Okay.
That's a nice stretch.
Kings got to take advantage of that a little bit here, and that's also when the Kings will be playing the Mavericks too. So there's, I mean, yeah, we're getting towards it, man. Yeah, yesterday was the 1 month mark out from the end of the season. These are where the standings every day are going to fluctuate, and not that it already hasn't been, but you know, this is where things can start to get solidified. You can create some space here, and you know, it's all about how you're playing down the stretch is what matters, and it's going to be big for the Kings if, you know, with the Knicks game being their only game this weekend, you know, if they win, there's a chance that they could be a lot closer to the five seed, if not even in the five seed by the end of the weekend. So it kind of adds, not that the Kings are going to focus on that level of pressure, but does add from the outside a little bit of extra pressure to that game. Hopefully they can take care of business.
Looking at tomorrow, you have obviously the Knicks at Kings. Warriors at Lakers.
Yeah, I love that.
I think Steph will be back.
I think that's the date that they were targeting. Who knows if you know, if that'll actually come to fruition, but we know that Steph loves to play against the Lakers, and that's one of those games that counts as two, because if you're the Lakers and Warriors, you do kind of start need to considering, you know, do we want that play-in game? Yeah. Even if it is going to be 9-10, we would rather have that at home than on the road, right?
Right, right. And then, not that they're right there, but I'm really just paying attention to these games to see how these lower teams are playing. Thunder at Grizzlies. I'm interested to see how the Grizzlies hold up against the Thunder. And Timberwolves at Jazz. Getting to Sunday. The Suns again. Do you almost feel bad for them? Suns at Bucks.
No, I don't.
Suns at Bucks on Sunday. Nuggets at Mavericks. Go Nuggets.
That's a good one.
In that position. Yep. Celtics at Wizards. That's whatever. Hawks at Clippers.
Yeah.
And the Hawks are just not good because Trae Young is he done for the season?
I haven't seen it because I know he had the surgery. Yeah, and I think if I had to imagine, he's probably going to sit out the rest of the season. They're not playing for anything. And, you know, yeah, I guess, you know, in today's NBA, it's like, you know, if you're not playing for anything, you might as well worsen strengthen your lottery odds. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I mean, what is Atlanta playing for at this point? I really don't know. It would do them a lot better to lose as many games as possible and try and get a second star in there with Trae, because they're just a bunch of pieces right now.
Yeah. What's compelling about these Suns is that with Bradley Beal, I was listening to the broadcast yesterday with Bradley Beal, Kevin Durant, and Devin Booker. As we would expect, they have the highest offensive rating in the league when those three play. Now, the defensive rating is something else, and they keep having these fourth quarter. It wasn't a fourth quarter collapse yesterday. I don't think they really made much after halftime. It's just they just have no identity. You talk about identity,
because
you can score the basketball. It's almost like street ball.
It is.
It's just street ball.
Yeah. It's a collection of players that it feels like, yeah, they handpicked.
Your turn to go. It's exactly what Kevin Durant, after leaving the Warriors, has not been able to find a team to where his skill set just adds to it.
Yeah.
Right? You could have made the argument that adding Kevin Durant to that Nets team and not blowing it up maybe would have made more sense. I don't know about a title contender, but he keeps finding himself on these teams with a bunch of one-on-one or 1v1 players, and there's no system.
He is the system.
He is the system. Yeah. But then Devin Booker's the system. Yeah. And then Bradley Beal just kind of does his thing.
Yeah. They don't have a point guard either.
No, but people are saying Devin Booker's good enough, and he's not. As a point guard. He hasn't been.
Absolutely not. No, I mean, it's not in his game. He's looking to get his, and you know, it's a little bit of my turn, his turn, his turn, his turn, my turn. And yeah, they also, because they're paying Bradley Beal an ungodly amount of money, which I still feel like isn't talked about enough, they don't have a bench. They have nobody. So in a playoff game, you need Bradley Beal, KD, and Booker to combine for, 70, 80 points even to have a shot? Because, yeah, you might get 15 out of Grayson Allen. Maybe you get, you know, 10 out of Nurkic. And then it's like Bol Bol. Did you watch that game? He is getting real minutes.
Yeah.
He's getting real rotational minutes. Mm-hmm. And Bol Bol, he's fun. He's kind of like a bit of a circus. Like, it's more of you watch him for the spectacle of it, not necessarily for what he actually is as a player. I just don't think they have the overall depth to get it done. So, no, I'm not really concerned about the Suns in the long run.
You never have been.
I really haven't. I mean, I just didn't think – it felt like they just rushed to put the team together, and they were just, hey, we're going to get a bunch of stars, and it's going to work out. And I think that we've seen – and then Frank Vogel doesn't really make sense as their coach. Frank Vogel's a defensive-minded
guy.
That's
what they've been saying.
And it's like, that's – definitely not the Suns' identity. Defense is almost the complete – it's almost, you know, you can maybe argue it's like Mike Brown, where it's you're hiring the guy for what you want him to teach your team, not necessarily leaning into what you're good at. But, I mean, again, the Suns don't really have any – like, they don't really run anything particular. They don't have a style of play. So, I don't really get what any of it is. It's all just a collection of things that they put together.
It's like the land of the most expensive, misfit toys you've possibly ever seen.
1,000%.
It's like the rich kid who has his parents buy him a bunch of stuff that he doesn't really want, but it's really cool.
And it's really expensive.
Yes, but he doesn't really know whether he likes it or not. When we return... Kenny, getting back to that TNT broadcast that went off the rails yesterday, Kenny makes Shaq uncomfortable talking about something that may have happened back in the day when Shaq was playing the Kings. Also, we give Chris some time to talk Vikings. Styles and Watkins,
awesome.
Sacktown Sports.
Sacktown Sports. Call or text at 916-339-1140.
I was out last Friday, but I am back, which means that shout-outs and closeouts are back. We will close out any thoughts that we may have had throughout the week and didn't get a chance to. And also, shout-outs. Your shout-outs. Their shout-outs. My shout-outs. Chris's shout-outs. Yes. Nate's shout-outs. Nate's shouting out corned beef and cabbage, most likely. Line up your shout-outs, 916-339-1140. That's at 145. We will do dog segment and shout-outs and closeouts at 145. Text line as well. Sack chat as well if you want to shout-out. Where are we at in the high school? High school basketball's over, so it's because it's baseball.
I think it's 100% over.
Is it not over?
I think it is. My friends are coaches, I'm pretty sure. Because didn't your team just compete in the championship? Was that last month? I think it's over.
I think it's close to being over. I think they're still wrapping up like the final open division.
Shout out your
I could be wrong.
High school basketball team. You got a son, a daughter on the team. You got a nephew, a niece, a cousin. Shout out your dog. Shout out your cat. Shout out your pet bird. Anybody.
Lizard.
Anything. Lizard. I had a pet salamander named Sally.
Oh, that's cute.
It's a real original.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
Well, I was a child. Shout out anybody you want to shout out at 145. Line up the calls. Make Nate earn his paycheck, and we will get to all of them. We'll get some good music going. That's right. That's right.
Please.
Did you have something, Nate, before we...
I was just going to say, my brother, when we used to share a room, his kids had a hamster that would chew on the cage all night. That was annoying. But it would break out and hide in the couch for days at a time.
The hamster?
Yes. It had a hole in the back of the couch. It would just get out and be gone.
See, man.
And we just know it's in the couch.
Dude, that's what I can't do about...
I don't pet shame, but I don't get that one.
I don't get people... Well, I hear the same stories with people who have pet snakes, and they're like, oh, yeah, the snake got out of its cage. Yeah.
Right.
I don't know. Like, sometimes you find it behind the couch, sometimes in the TV. I'm like, what are you talking about? You just had a loose snake in your house for the past 4 days, and you invited me over?
Bro, have you seen my kimono dragon?
Yeah.
My friend.
I haven't seen my kimono dragon.
Die hard. He has a whole room dedicated. He's a single. He's a bachelor single dude. Mm. He has a two-bedroom house.
Yeah.
One room is just dedicated to his computer and his giant bearded dragon.
Does he have that thing where it like vapes into it?
He's got everything. He built this whole enclosure. He has a live stream of it. When we were in Chico the other weekend, he's like, look, check him out.
He like pulls out his phone.
Literally, yes.
So cute.
He's sleeping right now.
There you go. So get in your shout outs. If you want to shout out your pet snake, you want to shout out your pet hamster, you want to shout out somebody that made an outstanding latte for you.
Sure.
Go ahead and do it. Your significant other, of course. Your kids, of course.
But that's boring.
That is at 1:45. Don't listen to Nate. As we hear from Kenny and this whole situation that's been going on with TNT, not that it's a situation. It was just a very chaotic broadcast yesterday. Maybe I just don't watch them from start to finish that often. Maybe they're always that chaotic.
They are. They go off the rails. There's no such thing as a rundown for them.
Yeah, no rundown. No rundown to deviate from like we do on this show. Let's hear from Kenny, who makes Shaq a bit uncomfortable discussing refs being paid.
The Rudy Gobert thing.
What about it?
What did you think about it?
What did he do?
He did that money thing and got fined.
Oh, you gotta fine him.
Why?
Because you're basically insinuating that refs are getting paid.
Yeah.
Oh, my bad, Shaq. I didn't mean to bring up a whole...
you're not agreeing with
that? No, but you're insinuating that refs are getting paid at the game. I thought he should have got suspended.
Yeah, okay. Oh, stop. Okay. Hey. Stop it. You're going too far now.
No.
So Luka did that last season?
Yeah.
Did that last season. It's not the first time we've seen it happen. And obviously, with it being Shaquille O'Neal and the Lakers in 2002. We asked the question to the Kings fans out there, with this new team and this new regime and you're finally back in the playoffs, are you over 2002?
No.
Does it still burn?
It's never going to end,
definitely nobody is over it. The fire might burn a little bit less than maybe what it did like 10 years ago, but I still think until the Kings get back, and maybe until like the Kings beat the Lakers handily in a playoffs, maybe not even handily, just beat them in a playoff series, it's still gonna hang over us, man. Like it's just not something we can get over. It's also just, I hate to go down the rabbit hole, but I always think like, if the Kings do win that year, there's always the, all right, well, how does that change how everything does? Does the team stick together?
Or free agency.
Do the Kings almost become like a, I think it's maybe a step too far to say, do they become the Spurs of this generation instead of the Spurs becoming it? That might be a little bit far-fetched, but more so in the small market that makes and ends up being like an actual title contender year over year.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have the whole arena fiasco? Do we have the whole sell the team fiasco if the Kings get a championship, which they would have gotten that year? I don't know if you can tell, but no, we're not over it.
I don't think you should be.
Yeah.
I don't think you should be.
I don't think you ever get over
it. No, you can't get over it. I mean, obviously, you move forward and you're back in the playoffs, but this is once-in-a-lifetime stuff, man.
Yeah, exactly.
And especially a historic team like the Lakers and with Kobe and Shaq, you're never going to be over that. The same way every fan base has something.
Yes.
The problem is other fan bases have other memories that will push it down. Mm-hmm. And the Kings so far don't have those memories, but they're working on it.
Let's hear from Mark,
who wants to be a part of the conversation. What's up, Mark? You're on Stiles and Watkins. What you got for us?
Okay, so to you guys there, I cannot let go of 2002.
Yeah.
I cannot let go of 2002. So game six, I'm not talking about game seven, when we couldn't make free throws and they couldn't call the fouls right. I'm talking about game six.
Mm-hmm.
I grew up in San Jose as a Warriors fan, but I am at Peck Bell with friends watching the Giants game, and a whole pile of us are in the concourse watching the Kings-Lakers game six, and like it's winding down, and Mike Bibby's chin meets Kobe's elbow, and they
sorry, buddy.
We'll see you, Mark.
Mark's not over it.
Yeah.
Mark's not over it.
Mark is not over it.
Can I got to add something.
Sure.
Friend of the show, friend of the station, Katie Christensen, she said something a long time ago that really resonated with me as a Kings fan.
What's that?
It was that no matter what, if the Kings win a title this year, whenever it was a while ago, she said it could be, you know, even this year, whatever, doesn't matter. I think the Kings fans are still going to think that the 0-2 team is the greatest Kings team ever. Like, there's so much weight behind that team and what they do that it just doesn't, nothing's going to matter. That team is so sacred to Sacramento.
I think that team won't be forgotten. I will not say that it will not be eclipsed. I don't think you can say that. Like, I mean, I think it's easy maybe to say that when it hasn't happened, but like, I mean, think about how much people love the team that was there last year. Not that it even, you know, remotely touches the feels of those early teams, but I think that you will never forget those teams, but I definitely think there will be a new place in people's hearts if this team wins a championship.
Well, you're almost chasing a ghost, right? Until you win that championship.
Exactly.
Because you have the hypothetical. In every Kings fan's mind, hypothetically, right, that team was going to win the championship.
Yes.
So until that happens, it doesn't matter if a team, let's say the Kings go to the Western Conference Finals, like Jorge Sedano believes that they could.
Yeah.
I think to Nate's point, it would be true there, because if they lose in the Western Conference Finals, that team from 0-2, everybody believes, would have won the whole thing.
To cover my tracks.
Would they have? We'll never know. That's the problem.
Just to cover my tracks, too, that wasn't verbatim what she said.
Okay.
It was being a little vague. It was up that alley, though, but it's something that just stuck with me as a fan of the Kings, and just how hoorah we are about the Kings, and specifically that era, that playoff stretch.
Yeah, no, for sure. I mean,
I just don't want to misquote her or come off the
I hear you. And I think that she's just saying that team, even if we think that a championship will make us forget about those teams, we're definitely not going to forget about them. Absolutely not. I mean, even teams that have success after winning a championship still look back, you know, listen to Celtics fans. They'll go on about the 80s Celtics all day, but they have a championship in 2007. Like, they don't, you know, and they, the players on that 2007 team talk about it all the time, but they still have very fond memories of those 80s teams. You know, absolutely. We'll never forget because there's no way you can make up for it. I think that's what it is. It's this great, just missing piece that we're never going to have resolved. Mm-mm. And it's like, it's almost like a 2-minute report, honestly. It's like, that's great that we now know the refs cheated. It's great that everyone acknowledges the Kings probably should have won that series. It's great that everyone says if the Kings win that series, then they probably win a title. But that didn't happen. We didn't get a parade. We didn't get everything that comes with winning a championship. So it's great. Thank you, 2-Minute Report, for saying that that was a foul, but the game's over now and we're not going to play it again. So, I think that it's just always going to be something that we will never forget about, and it's always never going to sit well with us.
I'd love to live in an alternate reality and go to Kings games right now, assuming that the Kings did win that championship in 0-2, and just see when you see all those Laker fans and you see all those Warrior fans and Heat fans, just what it would look like if that 0-2 championship did come to fruition. When we return, we discuss the NFL and rounding up the moves that have been made in the NFL. And later, like we said, 1:45, we are doing dog segment and shout outs and closeouts. Styles and Watkins, Sacktown Sports.
This is Sacktown Sports.
We are 15 minutes away. Shoutouts and closeouts and dog segment. But if you want to be a part of shoutouts and closeouts, shout out someone special listening. even if they're not listening, shout out whoever you would like. Of course, that is appropriate.
Can I shout out that it's freezing in this studio?
It always is.
It's like so cold in here.
It always is. And I don't want to tick anybody off, so I don't press it. And, you know, we're too close now to the end I'm not going to put my jacket back on.
That's
so
the exact thought I just had. And
no, don't touch it, Nate. I'm scared.
Just leave it. It's fine.
I'm scared.
It's fine.
I'm also scared that this Kirk Chains thing, we're going to do a little hybrid fair or foul.
Okay.
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 I just got two off the top of my head.
Okay.
And the first one is just exactly what I said. So what was that? Was that last season when they were on the plane and a bunch of other players put their chains on Kirk Cousins? Was that last season?
That was, I want to say that was two seasons ago.
Okay. So this whole thing started, they're calling him Kirko Chains. And we get the bit because it's Kirk Cousins and he's not that guy.
That's right.
So Atlanta, the Falcons, have fully taken this bit to another level.
Yeah.
And he did a whole photo shoot with a bunch of Dirty Bird chains. They've also made a cartoon out of Kirk Cousins. Okay. He's also done a commercial promo. And it says, "I wake up dripped like this," or something like that.
Okay.
And people are saying, "All right, enough now."
Yeah,
it's enough now.
Yeah, we get it. It's enough. I mean, I think, I mean, I get that it kind of became a Kirk thing, but it was like initially a Vikings thing. Like, I mean, you know, it's not just the fact that he was on the Vikings. It was like, it was some players on the team gave Kirk their chains because they knew it would look so crazy. Like, it's not, I don't know. It's just strange. The whole thing is like, look how fun. It's a little Russell Wilson-y.
It's getting there, but it's
like,
okay.
Look how cute this is because it's so counter. Not that this is Russ's thing exactly, but like more in the cringe level. It's just, look how funny this is because this is so not him.
There was something else that started as a joke and then turned into a thing. And I'm trying to remember what it was. I know they had Adam Schefter kind of replicate it, which I thought was awful.
Yeah.
And that was terrible. But yeah, it's enough is enough. And I'm telling you, man, there's been at least five posts from the Falcons with Kirk in the chains. And it's just a little corny now.
Yeah.
It's a little ridiculous. Okay. So
yeah, I'm going foul.
Enough is enough. The other one, and I think that we spoke about this, I think, off the show with the mics off, and I want to do it here because I'm trying to understand what level of, I guess, celebrity people have to be for us to care. So Brock Purdy got married over the weekend. Bleacher Report SportsCenter literally took the wedding photos and put them on their accounts, right? They also did the same thing with Sabrina Ionescu. Yes. And I think Sabrina Ionescu, at least I believe her husband is in the NHL or the NFL.
He's in the NFL.
He's in the NFL. So I guess two athletes.
Sure.
I don't care to see wedding photos. That's not why I'm on SportsCenter's Instagram to see wedding photos. Yeah. I don't know these people. Okay. I just briefly went through Sabrina's. I didn't see any other WNBA players. Brock Purdy didn't have any other NFL players. What is the line? And I don't know if they're asking, hey, can we use these photos? It's just a little too far for me. It's a very intimate, and I get it. They're celebrities, I guess. And this is a little sports TMZ of SportsCenter and Bleacher Report. It's just not sports news to me.
Yeah, I think it's I was okay with the pictures because it is just like you could just as someone who used to like schedule the 1140 Twitters way back, like I get you kind of need to have a certain quota that you hit in terms of posts and it's pretty harmless to just say hey, like just as a random factoid, this person got married.
Yeah.
But no, where I'm with you is I saw, and I think it was more of like a Niners aggregator kind of site, or like one of the Niners media personalities posted the video, and for some reason that to me was like a step too far. Like, yeah. I'm okay with the
pictures.
How
did you get the video, number one?
It was, and they did source it, and it was from Brock Purdy's wife's Instagram.
That's weird.
Which is just like, yeah, it's just, it felt like a step too far, where it's, and you know, again, maybe it makes a little more sense because it was like a Niners content creator, and maybe you're figuring, hey, this is something that is for a certain subset of Niner fans that are really, you know, just into the personal lives of these guys. And, you know, if you follow Brock Purdy's wife and nobody else is really seeing that video, maybe you see the value in posting it. But when I saw it, I was just, I had pretty much the reaction you had to seeing those
Who's
pictures.
Who's watching that? Who's just sitting like, there watching that?
Yeah, like, I like it, you know, I tiptoe on, you know, seeing people from my high school post those videos. Yeah. And, like, I don't think I really want to see the ins and outs of Brock Purdy. And, I mean, honestly, it was mainly his wife, like, going through their wedding day. It's just, like you said, like, I don't really know these people. And so it felt a little bit too much, but you know, whatever. That's the 24-hour news cycle for you.
Yeah, just stick to Brock's stats. I mean, it's just a little much for me. And again,
yards per attempt.
This is
please.
Elon's Twitter.
Yeah.
Right? Clicks by any means necessary. All right, Chris, we have a couple minutes before we get to our closeouts and shoutouts. We already see them coming through on the text line. Keep them rolling on the text line, Sack Chat. And you can call in. And you can call in and be on the air and give a shout out to whoever, whatever. If there's a restaurant you think Alan and Chris should check out, either separately or together, let us know. Somewhere that is, hey man, Alan, you were asking about cheesesteaks, you were asking about burgers.
We still haven't gotten a good cheesesteak answer.
We still have not.
Yeah.
We still have not. All right, Chris, you got a couple minutes.
Yes.
The floor is yours to talk about your Vikings.
Okay, so let's just start the shout-outs early with me shouting out Vikings GM Kwesi Adofu-Mensah, who has just done a masterful job this offseason. Forget that I told y'all, let's not read too much into this Sam Darnold $10 million with the Vikings. Mm-hmm. I knew it wasn't going to be the case by the end of the season. The Vikings this morning trade for the 23rd pick in the draft. Doesn't sound like much, but this now allows the Vikings to have something nobody else can offer in this draft, and that is two first-round picks this year to move up to potentially get one of the three quarterbacks. You know, we talked about it earlier this week. Sounds like Jaden Daniels is starting to slip higher, or it's not slip, but I guess rise higher and higher, and I guess, you know, he can really only get as high as number two here to the Commanders. Seems like the Vikings are going to try and get in there however they can. The Patriots probably want a quarterback. They just traded Mac Jones. They're at the number three slot. So I don't quite know which direction the Vikings are going to go in terms of if they are trading trade up. Are they going to move up to number four? That doesn't seem to make sense. The Vikings traded with the Lions, 2 years ago for the Lions to trade up to get Jameson Williams. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've noticed, the Bears still have Justin Fields on their roster.
Yeah.
I'm not saying this is more just Vikings fan hoping at this point, but would the Chicago Bears maybe be willing to move on from that number one pick and pick up 11 and 23 and maybe a first round pick next year, roll out another year with Justin Fields and have the Vikings take Caleb Williams. Let's not forget Jordan Addison last year, receiver at USC.
There you have it.
I'm just saying.
There you have it. I mean, that would be nice. That would be
nice. Or they can stay at 11 and take J.J. McCarthy, and you can hear me complain all year about how I wasn't excited.
Please make the move.
I really
Please
don't
make
want to
the
see
move.
That.
When we get back, we hear from you, your shout-outs and closeouts. If you have a shout-out, we see them rolling in now. If you have a shout-out, 916-339-1140. We're going to get the good music going. We're going to get you feeling right for Friday, leading up to the drive, guys. Sals and Watkins, Sacktown Sports.
Sports.
Check us out on YouTube. Search Sacktown Sports and subscribe.
It is time for dog segment. Then we are getting into closeouts and shoutouts. See a lot on the Sack Chat. See a couple on the text line. Don't forget, you can do it live. You can do it live. If you have somebody that you want to shout out, we're going to get the good music going in about 5 minutes or so. So get your calls in. Nate will take care of you. If you want to shout somebody out that you know is listening, heading into the weekend. Still got Drive Guys before that, but heading into the weekend. Let's get it going.
Well, before we start, I hate to interrupt you guys. It's okay. One of my least favorite things to do.
You sure?
I got to ask you a question.
Who let the dogs out?
Didn't know where that was going.
Really? Because I've done that bit like 20 times.
That's true.
But I guess we're just bringing it back now. So,
by the way, for all of you that were looking for some free cheese.
Oh, we did it again. Yeah.
We did do it again. We are 6-0.
We did it again.
We are 7-0. We are on a heater. Unfortunately, the Kings game is not on the docket yet, so we cannot help you. But if we just kind of assume, right?
This you can use our dogs as your game.
Yes, we won't count this against our record.
I've been bricking dogs. Stay away from the dog for me.
Okay. Hey, all right. Let's start here. My dog. You're going to need to find offense from somewhere.
Yeah.
And I think that we know how difficult the kind of that front court is for the Knicks. I'm thinking a guard is going to need to step up. And I really liked what I saw from Keegan Murray last game. He's starting to find that shot. And I'm going to go with Keegan Murray as my dog. He's normally set at, who knows what it'll be, but he's been at about 13.5. Maybe they'll bump him to 14.5, right, depending on whether or not Kevin Huerter plays. He's been at 15, maybe once or twice. Keegan Murray was 5-for-10 from three-point range. He was putting them up. So a lot of that is based upon whether or not Kevin Huerter plays. But either way, I think Keegan Murray, with the best offensive player for the Knicks being a smaller guard, maybe he'll get a little bit of a breather and Keegan will get to focus on his offense. I'm going Keegan Murray for my dog. Assuming it's set at about 13.5, I would take the over there.
Not afraid of OG?
You think they're going to have him on
Keegan?
Keegan?
If not Keegan, probably Fox. I mean,
that's what I was thinking.
We'll see. I mean, yeah, it depends how they decide to utilize him.
Well, now you got me scared now.
I don't know. I'm just throwing it out there. Just
the way Harrison
questions.
Shot, maybe he'll questions. Be on Harrison.
That's right.
Harrison might be a good pick. But I'm going to stick with Keegan.
Yeah, I'm going to go. Is it too easy? I'm going to go De'Aaron because this is. He's going against an all-star guard here in Jalen Brunson. And, you know, I just feel like this is one of those games where Jalen Brunson's got a lot of hype behind him. Of course, he's, you know, a New York Knicks point guard, and so there's going to come a certain amount of publicity with that. But De'Aaron Fox is a much better player, in my opinion, than Jalen Brunson.
Much better.
I think so. I think Jalen Brunson is a great scorer, but I think De'Aaron is the guy that I'm picking 10 times out of 10 over Brunson if I'm starting a team. I think De'Aaron needs the – not needs to, but I would like to see De'Aaron kind of have a moment where he's flexing a bit, man. Mm-hmm. I want to see De'Aaron take it to Jalen Brunson, who is a smaller guard. Let's not forget De'Aaron is 6'3", 6'4", and Jalen Brunson is maybe 6 feet tall. I want to see De'Aaron take it to him.
Okay. There you go. Nate, what you got?
I need a layup. I need something easy. When it comes to the dog segment, like we've talked about, our picks have been amazing. I was really looking forward to making picks, and I just realized as you said it, that we weren't going to be able to do our picks today, so I was a little sad. Mm-hmm. But short and sweet, Sabonis. That's it. Mm. That's it.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay.
Nobody went Keon Ellis.
No.
I went Keon last game.
Is he?
Yeah, went Keon.
Do we think he's starting? Do we think?
Yeah, we don't know.
He's not
Kevin's
starting
playing.
If Kevin Herter's playing. I can tell you that right now.
Yeah.
I can tell you
that.
Herterer. Yeah, if Herterer is not playing.
All right. Okay, we got him. And let's see here. Manny too legit. He has De'Aaron as his dog. We have Curtis Hicks saying Davion is my dog.
Good
All
one.
Right, Nate. We got the dog. Now it's time for shout-outs and closeouts. Get that good music going. 916-339-1140. Still a couple minutes if you want to give a shout-out over the air. Also, you can use the text line as well to shout out whoever you would like. Okay. Somebody's going to sample this soon. That'd be a good one.
Dang, it's already like 12 years old, huh?
No, I don't think so.
Wasn't it like 2012 the song came out?
Oh my gosh, Nate, don't say that. No. It was not 2012. I was working at the hip-hop station. We were still at Arco. I can say that. I'd probably say this song came out in 15 or 16.
That's long enough to resample.
No, it is. I was shocked at how long it was when I actually thought about it.
But. All right. I'm going to give a shout out. I haven't actually done this yet.
2015.
So,
2015.
Yeah.
Look at that. Nailed it.
We're going on 9 years.
Pushing on 10.
I'm going to go obvious here. I have not done this. I'm going to do the cop out, but it's for good reason. Shout out to the fam bam. Shout out to wifey and baby girl. Look, we've taken a lot of lumps these last couple days. With the baby race. I just want you to know I'm proud of you.
Yeah.
I'm proud of you no matter what. Yeah, the lights were a little bright, but we will be back better than ever. You're worried about walking now. You're not worried about crawling.
Leave that in the past.
Crawling is beneath you, baby girl. You are fine, and I am very lucky to have you and your mom. And shout out to her mom, wifey, for letting me go on the little boys trip last weekend. It was a great time. And shout out to my guys that were out there. That's my shout out today. Chris?
First off, shout out Brendan Nunez. He puts out here from King's practice earlier, Kevin Herter, Malik Monk, Keegan Murray were full participants in today's practice.
Good.
Sasha Vezenkov and Trey Lyles did not participate.
That's
going to be interesting to kind of follow there. My shout out is going to go to, let's see, well, you know, you guys were talking about earlier, you know, you guys' situations. Alan's got to figure out the seating situation. Yeah. Nate's got to go to a party.
I shouldn't have brought that up. Man.
Today, I mean, I'm going to throw my – I'm going to a play tonight. I'm not really like a theater guy.
Yeah.
Wouldn't really
safe or whatever?
Clock me for enjoying the the theater. But
what
I
is
am
it?
Going,
what is it?
I honestly have no idea. My girlfriend is a bartender at B Street Theater downtown.
Nice.
And so she gets tickets to a couple shows. She's heard that this is a good show. Gonna hit the town. Gonna go to.
Chris is really outside this weekend. I love it.
I'd say just go with an open mind.
I think we're going to Paragary's as well, so I'm excited to try that out. That's kind of a bit of a Sacramento staple. Haven't been there. Hear great things. Shout out, touching grass.
There you go.
Touch
shout
grass,
out the weather.
Bro.
Shout out the weather. Nate?
I'm going for friends this time. A lot of time it's family or Kayla.
Right.
I'm going to go with my friend and his wife. Ryan and Nayeli are the names. They just bought a house.
Nice.
They're just getting moved in.
Yeah.
So big shout out to them.
Money
kind
bags.
Of a big deal. Mm-hmm. And then one of my best friends and his little brother's my friend too, just shipped out to the military this week.
Shout there out.
Go.
I just know that's crazy. So
yes.
Shout out to the Basterna boys.
Yes. Shout out to the military. Thank you for your service. Here you go on the text line, the 209. Shout out my son, Ben, kicking off his very first soccer season this weekend. Go Maroon team. And also for not having a total meltdown getting his hair cut. Love you, kid.
That's
Nick
awesome.
In
dude,
Lodi.
I used to be the worst when I was a kid getting a haircut.
Really?
Every time by the ears.
From Dwayne Baker, shout out to Kevin Herter. Nobody has faced more criticism this season on the Kings. But you keep working hard on the court.
There you go.
And don't let it get to you. There you go.
All right.
Arthur Smith, shout out to Jim Harbaugh.
Sure.
For getting rid of those good but not great players and setting up an identity for the Chargers. Arthur Smith, now we know he is a Chargers
fan.
Manny too legit. Shout out to Golden One Center for bringing in back-to-back themes that hits very different against these two last teams. Now, if you don't like that, you don't like Kings basketball. What else do we have here? Brian Cardicelli, shout out to Styles and Watkins. Thank you, Brian. Arthur Smith, this afternoon show gets more than a shout out. It gets a standing Sacramento clap. Bet that. And with that, we're getting out of here.
Yeah.
Enjoy your weekend. But first, on your drive home, check out the Drive Guys, Whitey Gleason and Kyle Draper. Thank you for listening to Styles and Watkins. Thank you for all the callers. Nate Littlefield, thank you for doing your thing as always. Styles and Watkins, until Monday, secure the bag, light the Knicks beam.